Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Let's read Psalm 5 before we start our prayer. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful men. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy ways straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you for the cross of Jesus. We thank you for you die for your sins to give us eternal life. We magnify your name. We adore you, Lord. And Lord, we pray this day. We invite your Spirit to be in our midst, to anoint all of us here and to everywhere your word and this recording will reach in the name of Jesus. Let's come to God and ask him forgiveness for our sins that we have done against him and against his people. As you confess your sin and renounce it, he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us, O God. As we are confessing our sins. Cleanse, O God, cleanse your church and your people by the blood of Jesus. Cleanse and heal, O Lord. Now come to the Lord with thanksgiving. Start to thank him for all the good things that he gives to you, that you receive from him. Thank the Lord now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for the good health, your provision, our families. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the message that shares. Thank you for our works. Thank you for the good health. Thank you for answering our prayers and the miracles that you are doing always in all of us. We thank God for things. Even we did not ask, but you give. You provide the things. Thank you for your plans that are better than our plans. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion and help and support. Now come to the Lord and ask Him your need. Small need and big need are all belong to God. Put in His hand your problem and what you are suffering. But the thing that is you need in your life, ask Him now. Yes, O God. Provide the needs for your people. Answer our prayers, O God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Whatever we had asked of our need, you had given to us. We thank you for that. Continue, Lord, listen to our prayers. Direct us to ask for our needs, O God. Give wisdom, give direction, give provision, give jobs, healing, O God. Give solutions, open doors for those who are in need of doors, O God. To be open to them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone, any brother, sister, who need prayer for certain issues in his life, pray for that brother and sister, that God will help and provide. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our prayers. We are praying for our brothers and sisters. Provide for them, heal them. Give them jobs, income, solve their problems in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your answers. Let's pray now. Pray now for your job, the place that you're working, for your boss, the people with you. Pray for the prosperity of the place that you are working. Pray that you will be also being a good example to preach His word to them. Hear our prayers. Feed us and guide us. Strengthen us. Watch over our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the jobs. We pray for the prosperity of all the places that we are working. Pray for the salvation of the people over us and around us. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them. That we preach your word to them, O God, by word and by action. We pray also, God, that you bless these places. I pray for blessing upon all these companies, the places that we are working, so that we continue to receive our salaries and income on time. I pray for the brethren who their work are withholding their salary from them. I pray you bless these places so they will receive their salaries and income on time in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O Lord, O God of mercy. Pray now for the places that you came from. Pray that His word will be preached to them, that we will be an instrument to reach out these places to our relatives, friends, and neighbors, classmates. Oh God, I pray for salvations. Your word will be preached in all these places, oh God. Let your name be lifted up and let your name be glorified and magnified in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bring souls from all these places and the contacts that we have. Use our lives so that your word will be reaching them. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Hear our prayers, O God. Pray for salvation will flow in each and every family. Pray for each and every husband to be responsible, to care, and to lead the family according to your will. Pray for the wives to be supportive to their husbands who are doing your work and your will, O God. I pray for both parents to give instruction to the children. O Lord, I pray for for the children to be submissive to the words of God and the instruction they receive. We pray you bless each and every family. We pray that your blessing shall be overflowing and use these families to preach your word. In the name of Jesus. Pray now for yourself that God will use you. Yes, O God. Fill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Refill us. And the brethren among us who have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism, give them the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, prophecy, gift of healing, gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching, whatever skills, O God, your body, your church lack, you provide for us, O God. Provide us the gifts so that we can serve you more effectively. I pray for each and every worker and member, O God, that we will exercise more fruit of the Holy Spirit, more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we will reflect you in our life and character, more patient love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control. Lord, you help us and guide us to persevere. I pray for the protection of all the families, the elders, the pastors, the church leaders from this, Lord, from this pandemic, oh God. Spare us the trouble of this sickness in the name of Jesus. We pray that we will live our lives for you, oh God. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to lead us to evangelize more, to reach new people. I pray for new souls to come to your kingdom. I pray for new people to receive water baptism, to receive as Lord and Savior over their life. We pray for more Bible studies, more congregation to be planted. We pray also, Lord, for all the ministries of the church to prosper. O God, we pray blessing upon worship ministry, about the church school, about the publication ministry, and the translations, O God. Even I pray, Lord, these recordings that you allow us to record in different language. O Lord, we pray that you use them to reach the lost. Raise them to spread your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray also, God, even for today's worship, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon all the items of our worship today, the songs, the prayers, the giving, and the message, O Lord. Even this recording anointed, O God, so that it will reach the places and the people, O God, that you want them to hear your word. Hear us, O God. Guide us, draw us near to you, Father God. Hear our prayers and strengthen us to go on and say, we thank and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
To feel your embrace, your love.
Continue to praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for being with us all along our journeys and our hardship and troubles. And here we are, Lord. We acknowledge all that and we commit ourselves to save you as a token of faithfulness toward all what you have done to us. We thank you, praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hand to the Lord.
Growing.
Yes, oh God. Thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for all that you have, to provide for us. We commit ourselves into your hands, O Lord. Guide us and help us. Direct us, Lord, this day and the days to come, of the things that you want us to do for you.
Thank you.
Yes, O God. We stand in awe of you, O God. You speak to us, you direct us in the affairs of our life. Help us with your word to do the very things that you want us to do. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated now in God's presence. Let's now bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit into the storehouse of God, so there'll be food in the house of the Lord, and so that He will open the floodgates of heaven and bless us and pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord, for all what you give to us, you provide for us. Thank you for the salaries, the incomes that we receive. And here we are now, Lord, bring to you the token of that in the form of our tithes and our first fruits and our offerings. Accept them, O Lord, open windows of heaven, and bless your people, and pour out blessing upon us, upon your church and your people. I rebuke all the devourers, penalties, fines, accidents, sicknesses. Rebuke it all, losses in the name of Jesus, and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. And I pray also, Lord, that you will use this money, multiply it, and use it to reach the lost. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, we continue today speaking about what Jesus spoke in the book of Matthew in his Sermon on the Mountain. We continue to speak about these applications, Matthew 5, 25 and 26. When he say, agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Lord, thank you for this day. We bless you for your word. Anoint my lips, O God, and put words and statement. I pray for your message to be clear and help us to understand and to apply in our lives, O God. Lead us, O Lord, with your word. Speak to us. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. This is what the Lord wants us to do, to give to everyone what is due for him. We need to pay to God, to men, to the church, to the government, so that we will escape the judgment of God. We will get today another example of about the things that we need to pay. The Bible teaches about not to be a guarantor for somebody. Somebody borrow money and you'll be his guarantor if he will not pay. If he will not pay, you will pay. The Bible disagrees about this. And in Proverbs chapter 22, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 26 and 27, it say, be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Here the word surety is to be guarantor. Once there is a paper that you are the guarantor, then you are obliged to pay. You see here they will sell your bed to pay. The point here, God does not want you to pay for somebody who had borrowed money. It is his responsibility to go and settle it. It's not your responsibility. And since the Bible teaches us that the borrower is a slave to the lender, in the same chapter, verse 7, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7, it says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So here, when you are a guarantor, you are obliged to pay, because it's the one who had borrowed this. And also in the New Testament, Jesus spoke a parable in Matthew chapter 18 about a servant who had borrowed money from his master, and when the master asked him, he is not able to pay. Let's read what the master said. Matthew 18, verse 25-26. So if you are in debt, you need to pay your debt. If you are a guarantor for somebody, you should be the one to pay for him if he failed to pay. And God does not want you to do that. Matthew 18, verse 25 and 26 say that, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. So here, if you are borrowing, you are a slave to the lender. If you are a guarantor, and there's a paper or agreement, you are also the same. Why God does not want you to be a guarantor? Because you are not responsible to pay somebody else's debt. Everyone should be responsible to do that. In Proverbs chapter 6, Proverbs chapter 6. But he says, agree with thy adversary while you are in the way. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. My son, if thou be surety for thy friends, surety is mean guarantor for your friend. If thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, as a bird from the hand of the father. What he mean here is that if you had made yourself a guarantor for somebody, you have to settle it now. Don't wait for troubles to come. Go and free yourself. God does not want us to do that. If you want to help, help, but don't be a guarantor. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 17, and verse 18, he say, a man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh sturdy in the presence of his friend, and becometh guarantor. He says this man is void of understanding. He has no understanding. Now, some people, they will go and borrow money so that they can help their friend. They are not wise. They are not wise. And God will not bless such thing because that is against God's word. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 16, he said, take his garment that is sorted for a stranger and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Now here he said, even if you are guaranteed to somebody stranger, he said, take his garment. You'll be threatened to be into troubles. Even they will take your clothes if you cannot pay. If you will not pay, they will come to you. That's why be away from such things. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15. Proverbs 11, 15. And there's all warning here in the scriptures. All these are warnings. You see? He that is surety, mean guarantor, for a stranger, shall smart for it. And he that hates suitorship is sure. If you hate to be guarantor, that is, you are sure, you are, be safe. So be aware of such things. Don't be a guarantor responsible on somebody else's debt. He need to deal with it by himself. Now, we'll move to the next example, because you say the Lord Jesus taught us that agree with thine adversary quickly, because otherwise the issue will be escalated. If you are in debt or you are a guarantor, then you have to be settled this one. Moses, we'll move now into the next example, how to apply this. Moses, when some of the Levites, they oppose him, and they rebel against God and against him, Moses prayed to God, and he say that I did not take anything from them. Let's read this in Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 15. These are the transactions that we need to avoid to be free before God. Because finally the ultimate judge is God Himself and Jesus Christ. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 15, he say, and Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. Look here what he mentioned. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. He said to God, I did not take anything from them. They have no right to do what they are doing. It means that he did not take anything and put in his pocket. That's what he means here. He did not use what they have and put it in his pocket. And the other example about this is about Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, the time that the people, they came to Samuel and asked him to give them king. Samuel was not agreeing with that. But God told him, they have not rejected you, they have rejected me. So Samuel approved to them they will have king. It's not correct But God told him, they have not rejected you, son, but they have rejected me. Give them what they want now. I will deal with them after. So the time, the day that they came to ordain the kingdom, the king for the kingdom, that is the king Saul, that day when they came, Samuel mentioned the following to them. Because it's going to be clear before God and men. First Samuel, chapter 12. First Samuel chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. He said, behold, here I am, witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it you. And they say, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. He told them, have I taken anything and I put it from any one of you and I put it in my pocket? Don't can ask me understand. The word defraud, it means did I cheat, swindle, deceive somebody to make money out of it? And he said, have I oppressed? The word oppressed here, have I be breaking somebody using things so that I can make money out of that person or that family? That's what he's saying here. Have I taken a bribe so that I will stand with the wicked? These are the things we need to avoid so that you will not be in debt of people. The next example, we go to the New Testament. Book of Philemon, chapter 1. The Word of God teaches us how to behave in our lives. Now, when Samuel told them this, listen to me. When Samuel told them this, when he freed himself, does not mean that Samuel was allowing the people to do what they want. Samuel allowed them to have king because God told him, allow them because they have rejected me, not you. But Samuel was a person who did not give in or give way for their wrongdoing or wrong. Also, the wrong doctrine. Listen to me. We don't oppress anyone, and we don't allow anyone to oppress us, to dictate on us wrong teaching, and he wants us to follow. No. We might be patient in a certain area, but let me tell you something. The true church, there is no democracy in a church. We have the Word of God that we need to abide with. Finally, when the Holy Spirit speaks something, and we understand there's the Word of God that we have written here, that directs us, and certainly there's the voice of the Holy Spirit. We really need to submit to it. Those, we might be patient with certain issues and circumstances, but finally, those who are not willing to go along the will of God, they will leave the church and leave the right way by themselves. But our testimony is clear. We have not taken anything and put in our pocket. Book of Philemon. Book of Philemon, and the story of this book, why Paul wrote this book. Philemon has a servant, a slave, his name Onesimus. And that Onesimus, he did something and ran away from his master. And He did something wrong and they caught him and they put him in the jail. That is Onesimus. He was caught and thrown into the jail. And there he met Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, when he met Onesimus, he preached to him the gospel. And Onesimus decided to follow Christ. Now, Paul, he knows Philemon. Philemon is a believer. Philemon is the boss of Onesimus. Onesimus was not a believer. When he became a believer and follow Christ, when Paul preached the gospel to him, and then time had come that he would be released from the prison, Paul knew Philemon, the boss of Onesimus. He wanted Philemon to accept and receive Onesimus again. That's why Paul needed to write a letter that he needed to accept Onesimus because now he is a believer. And Paul, when he wrote this, let's read verse 17 to verse 19. What Paul said to Philemon, and in the sense of that he wants him to accept Onesimus back and accept and keep him with him. He told him, if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or owed thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee now how thou owest unto me even thine own self beside. He told him, if you consider me a partner with you, then if he had wronged you something, I will pay. Put it on my account. Prepare your bill and I will pay for it. Why? Because Paul does not want that Philemon to get financial loss because he is requesting him to take back Onesimus. Have you get the point here? That is how to consider that we should not cause loss for other people because of our requests. But also Paul reminded Philemon what he told him in verse 19. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay. Say, I will pay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me. Say, I am not telling you how much you need to pay me. Why Paul said this to Philemon? And he told him, if even your own life, your own self, you need to pay me. Because Philemon came to know the Lord through also Apostle Paul. And Apostle Paul had a great spiritual impact in the life of Philemon. He said to him, I want you to take Onesimus. If you have any debt, you will put it on my account and I will pay. But remember, you need also to pay me. Why Paul say this? There's a spiritual debt. And that is right. Those who had contributed much in our spiritual walk and life, there's a debt on us for them. We need to pay. Do we have the right to request people? Do Paul, Apostle Paul, has the right to request Philemon this request? He wrote it. It's in the Bible. He has right. Why he wrote it? To remind Philemon, you had received. I'm not saying to you pay me, but do it also paid, also to unsinners. That is how you will pay me. Do we as a church do that and remind people? Yes, we remind them when we see they are not willing to pay back what they had received good things from the Lord. I did it with unfaithful people who had received much from God and through the church, and after that they just go away, showing no faithfulness. That's what you hear. He's saying to Philemon, accept him for my sake. Instead of you pay me, you pay him. And here, the importance of paying back the spiritual, not only the material debt, but the spiritual debt that we ought to pay for the people. We go back to Matthew chapter 5, and that will be our last session today, explaining agree with thine adversary. You know, if Philemon will not accept Onesimus, he has to pay to Paul. That's where here it is a court case. That's why we need to be careful of the things that we receive, and we pay back what they do for us. He says, agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Agree with thine adversary. Who is our adversary? Finally, is the justice of God. Finally, God himself. When we don't do what is right, God himself will be against us. If Philemon will not accept Onesimus, God will be against him after what Paul sent him letter and explained everything. God will be against him. He say, agree with the adversary quickly. Quickly, don't delay. Delay obedience is disobedience. Quickly, while thou art in the way with him, while you are walking with God in this life, while you are still alive, while there is still waiting for the Lord to come, do it early. Settle it early. While thou on the way with him, lest at any time the adversary that's God himself, the judge, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge. The judge here is God himself, and that is Jesus Christ, because all judgment was given to Christ. The judge, he said, listen, the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer. Here the adversary, the God, who is against us when we do wrong, hand us over to the judge, the Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, when we don't do good, he will hand us over to the officer. The officer here is devil, the accuser of the brethren. He has the right, yes, he has the right. He will tell the people, he will tell God, this person did like this, he has debt, he did not pay. And God has to listen, because that's correct. The officer will hand over, the judge will hand over to the officer, and the officer, what he will do, and thou be cast into prison. They put him in the jail. The jail here, if you are alive, is the trial that God will put you in. You remember Jonah and the fish? Same like this. He will put you in a scenario like that until you make it right. But if you are dead, that is hell. You are called, while we are still alive, we are called to pay whatever we need to pay. We need to settle it so that we will have peace and reconcile with man and with God. Verily I say unto you, thou shalt not by no means come out thence. There's no way to come out. Because you are in debt. And the one who is a creditor will take you up to the higher authority. You need to pay him. You will not be able to come out until you settle it. Small sin, because you have to all settle it. Don't make it too late. It is now the time. In the book of Job, chapter 22, are we learning something today? Job, chapter 22, and verse 21. You say, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Fix yourself and be at peace with God. Then good things will come to you. You need to be at peace with God, with man, with the government, with the church. In whatever transaction you need to be dealt with, you have to be settled. And in the book of Second Corinthians, Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. What do you say here? Reconciled to God. Make peace with him. Settle things. Pay your debt. Agree with your brother, reconcile with him. Pay him what you do for him, so that you will be fit to service, fit to pray, and even you will be fit to die. Because God's judgment may overtake you at any time, and you are not yet ready, because he had not yet settled things according to his word and according to his will. Let's all stand. Come to God in repentance. Do what is right. Let us submit to God's word and his will, to the message that we receive today, as individuals, as church. Let us work it out to be at peace with him and do the right things. Lord, help us and guide us. Direct us, speak to us about what is things due for us and due to us to do. Pray for my brothers and my sisters. Give them a clear mind. Those who are here and those in other places, and even to the unfaithful, I pray that your word convict them to repent and come back to you doing the right things, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to convict us with the Holy Spirit till we do things right. Thank you for speaking to us, for directing us with your word and your will. Yes, O God, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us bloody from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.